Well, the biggest cause of the culture of corruption is machine politics, whether that's in Chicago with the regular Democratic Party machine or in DuPage County with the Republican Party machine or with the political machines, both Republican and Democrat, that have run the state for all these many years. It would be nice if our new governor was indeed able to shake up things in Springfield, but basically, we have to change the political system so that political machines are no longer dominant.
Federal prosecutors have fought against corruption and have had convictions, but why does corruption continue?
Well, it is true that we've had very good U.S. attorneys, both upstate and downstate in Illinois, and they have convicted a lot of people, some 1,900 of them from 1976 to 2012. But convicting individual people doesn't stop corruption. Convicting individual people follows sort of the rotten apple in the barrel theory. There's some rotten apples, and if we get rid of them, everything will be fine. But in Illinois, what we have is a rotten barrel. It's not just one or two officials who are corrupt, but a system of corruption. And those systems work differently in different parts of the government. The corrupt aldermen in Chicago steal money from differently, say, than Blagojevich did as governor of Illinois. So we have to break all of those patterns of corruption. We have to begin to build civic education so the next generation of people in Illinois don't expect to have to pay bribes, and if they're public officials, don't expect to ask for bribes.
Do you think reforms made by the Quinn and Emanuel administrations have done anything that will help?
Both the City of Chicago Ethics Commission and the Ethics Commission under Governor Quinn made strides forward, but many of the proposals of the Ethics Commission in Illinois were not adopted. They did only a little bit in the campaign finance area. They did nothing in the remap area. They did nothing very substantial to increase citizen participation. There was some progress in both the city and the state in getting new rules, and that's a good thing. But they aren't enough. We still have, for instance, the suburbs do not have an inspector general. The sheriff of Cook County will be an inspector general if a suburb asks, but the corrupt suburbs aren't asking. So we have a lot of different things that we need to do in Illinois, and better laws is only a part of the step towards ending corruption in the state.
What advice would you give Governor Rauner for him to stay out of trouble?
Well, that's very simple. You simply don't take bribes, either in the forms of campaign contributions or direct payoffs. What Blagojevich did was he was going to run for president, so he was trying to stock up a lot of money. And so he appointed people to, like, pension boards if they would give kickbacks as campaign contributions to him. As long as Rauner avoids that, he won't himself be corrupt. But whether he will take any significant steps towards ending in corruption is still to be seen. I think one of the big steps in Illinois would be to have public funding of elections. Another would be to have fair remapping of the legislative districts. Another would be to support the proposals of the current Civic Education Task Force that is proposing new laws to require civics to be taught in school. There can be more transparency in the government than we have. All of these things are steps which, taken together, can have an effect over time.
In the book, it talks about how there are three stages of corruption and that Illinois is entrenched. What do you think we can do to get out of that?
Well, essentially, if you stage corruption or think about it in the same way you would about cancer, if we only had a mild case of corruption, then the prosecution would be enough because we get rid of the bad officials. But we have an advanced state of cancer of the body politic. And to do that, we have to take many multiple steps, the biggest of which is to end machine politics, to make government more open, transparent, and effective, and to train a new generation through better programs of civic education and civic engagement to take over this democracy and be a part of it.
You wrote about officials have too little accountability. And how is that applied here?
Well, what it means is they have too much discretion and no one is supervising. So there are many, for instance, the letting of contracts in both Chicago, in many of the towns and cities, and certainly in state government, are not very carefully monitored. So it's fairly easy to give a contract either to a political contributor, a friend, a family member even, and that is undermines the idea of getting the best services for the lowest price. And it furthers corruption, particularly when there are kickbacks and in the form of either campaign contributions or outright gifts. The hired truck scandal in Chicago was one example of that. We leased trucks we didn't need. We spent over $40 million to do so. And it ended up in more officials going to jail than almost any other scandal. That was truck owners were having truck drivers sit idle who we didn't need the trucks either for the snow removal or for the asphalt delivery. And we simply were paying crooked contracts to people who then gave campaign contributions or gave outright bribes to public officials to get the contracts.
Do you believe it would take maybe decades to clean up Illinois? Is that accurate, and what is the best solution for that?
Well, it is. We've been a corrupt state since we were a territory and first became a state. One example is the first election held in the city of Chicago. Several people voted who weren't citizens of the district, and then when they had an election of the actual village board or city government board in 1833, and they counted the votes, there were more votes than there were citizens in the city. We've had crooked elections. We've had machine control. We've had corruption. I mean, just remember Paul Powell down there in Springfield. When he died, he had a $4.6 million estate, $800,000 hidden in shoeboxes in his hotel room, and he never made more than $30,000 or $40,000 a year as a public official. It wasn't conceivable that he would have been that rich, except for the bribes that he got every day as Secretary of State. So it isn't an easy task to undo 150 years of corrupt history.